Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Thumbing through sources for stage play submissions reveals what I call script ghettos: women, Latino, of color, and so on. Always yes to more and more voices, but ghettoizing playwrights only indicates a distrust rather than an enlargement of the power of imagination. I have always thought of imagination as a kind of passport or travel agency, where people can pretend to be what they are not and go to places where they aren't and offer all this back to an audience who can, in their turn, do the same thing. But with the privatizing of the psychological, along with the resegregation of the world known as multiculturalism, imagination is no longer considered a public power, a communal lingua franca. Now it seems that only women can be trusted to write about women, and so on, discounting and often demonizing attempts to cross the boundaries, because someone from the outside, by definition, cannot be authentic, and therefore cannot get it right. In plays I've written that, by this light, I shouldn't have written about breast cancer or miscegenation, I felt energized because the subjects were so unlike me, which forced me beyond my blind spots and culture, gender, as I took in suffering I had not suffered, indignities I had not had to endure. What a joy it was not to be confined to the poverty of my own experiences. Imagination should go wherever it wants to go and report on whatever it learns, and not be harnessed to making art that validates limitations or an insider status. Every artist feeling free to create anything, like or unlike, enlarges the collective human understanding. Otherwise, all we get are communiques from competing camps or the approved narrow templates of the human condition, all of it stale, flat, and unprofitable, to quote one imaginative playwright. So let's get our imagination passports stamped, and with every creative effort we undertake, let's light out for the territory, as Huck Finn said, and see what we can see. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.